This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, you can call me Michael. That's what Jerry Jones called Micah Parsons last night. Or you can call me Al, which is just a great song by Paul Simon. On a feel-good football Friday. Yes, indeed. Why does it feel good? Because right now there's no stress, right? There's no pressure.
And we have tons of college football on this weekend that we get to watch. So,
I watched a bunch of it last night. I watched the end of the Boise State takedown.
Yeah, I watched USF boat race them. Yeah, sneak in their backup quarterback.
I watched a lot of the Minnesota Buffalo game. I watched a bunch of the Nebraska-Cincinnati game. I did fall asleep because I've just been absolutely destroyed from everything that I've been dealing with the car.
They're down 87% in the city, Chris. I have no. What could you possibly be talking about?
Listen, I know you threw that in my face.
Oh, come on, that was funny.
It was. But here's the thing. Remember, my car was stolen 3 weeks ago today. 3 weeks ago.
Was it
today.
Three or was it two?
No, it was three. Three.
Man, time today. Flies.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago today. It was August 13th, I think it was.
That would have been 2 weeks ago. 15th. Yeah. It was a Friday.
Oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. It's been such a long
Such a long process that it feels like it's been months.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. 2 weeks ago. You're right. I miscounted. My bad. It has been an absolute nightmare dealing with this. I've got a big car update if you want it coming up later. But first, we got to do what we've got to do, right? This is such a huge trade with Micah Parsons. Let me just say this. Everybody that, I shouldn't say everybody. A lot of people, before we get to Bird, hang on, Bird. A lot of people are saying, how could you trade a top five player? How could you do that if you're the Dallas Cowboys? And I asked myself that as well last night. But here's the only way that I can get around it. And that is, and this is partially what Jerry said, right? Number one, you got to improve your run defense. It's been a problem. They feel they did. Whether Kenny Clark is as good as he used to be, you just heard Doug Russell's answer on that. I'll give you some numbers on that coming up. Number two, when you can diversify your roster and when you already have two enormously paid players in CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, and you have to field an entire team, you can convince yourself, hey, man, paying 44, 43, 42, maybe I guess as high as 45, because he wouldn't have gotten 47, I don't think, from Jerry and the Cowboys to stay. There's a premium that you have to pay, as we all know, when you're acquiring somebody via free agency or via trade that has leverage, and Micah had leverage. And then the other thing is just this philosophy, right? Is if you look at, again, the amount of cap room that you would have to take up, whether it be this year, whether it be next year, depending on structure, depending on ultimate finality of the deal. When you look at that, and you look at, again, how the Dak Prescott deal is structured, CeeDee Lamb deal is structured, basically what you become is the Los Angeles Lakers. That's basically what you become, is a high-end, high shopping tag team with superstar names and bloated salaries and missing everything that's important. Bench, three-point shooting, experience, depth, defense, all that. Championship pedigree. That's what you become. So, I don't know about you guys, but I haven't seen many teams win a Super Bowl in the ultimate team sport by being a three superstar unit and then a bunch of trash, a bunch of 9-to-5 ham and eggers after that. The Patriots weren't. Sure, they had Tom Brady. Everyone else was a contributing role type player. Sure, they had some good defensive players. It's not like they had unbelievable stalwarts like a Micah Parsons, like a Myles Garrett, like a TJ Watt. It's not like they had that. They didn't. They just had a really good team, and they had a quarterback that, yes, took less money, and that was certainly helpful, but also a quarterback and a bunch of spare parts, right? If you look at the Eagles, yes, they have some superstar players or names in Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown. You want to call Jalen Hurts now a superstar? I don't look at him in that realm because the regular season success really isn't there. But in the playoffs, there's no doubt about it, he is Eli Manning Jr. when it comes to playoff success. And I mean that in a nice way. My point being is, it's really hard to win when however much of your cap, 45, 50%, whatever it might be, is dedicated to three players, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons. So this allows the Cowboys to readjust their prism and to reset their clock and to say, okay, we need 53 players. We don't need five. We need 53. We have to have at least 45 that regularly contribute, whether it be special teams, defense, offense, what have you. Backup, so on and so forth. We already made the decision to pay Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb. I thought before any of those extensions got done, I thought Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb would probably be the two guys that got paid and that they would let Dak Prescott go. Because Dak Prescott was going to be the most expensive. And because while good, very good when healthy, I thought, all right, maybe they're going to say, well, we can find another quarterback. We'll just get a veteran quarterback and supplement him with some other big-time talent, and he'll be fine, i.e. Sam Darnold last year in Minnesota or, you know, whoever. And instead, they way overpaid Dak. They paid heavily for CeeDee Lamb, but I think appropriately. And Micah Parsons is the one that goes. And this is the problem that you run into. This is the problem you run into. When trying to field a great team, you have to have guys that are A, willing to take a little bit less, and B, you have to spread out your resources. I don't think it'll be a major problem here for the Commanders when Jaden gets his money, because I think Jaden will take a little bit less. And I also think that Terry's going to not get paid again. He just got paid. I think Laremy Tunsil might get paid, but that'll be at least a year, maybe two, before Jaden gets paid. And I don't know what Marshawn Lattimore's long-term status is, and I don't see a long-term deal with Deebo Samuel. So, to me, That's how I kind of look at it. Now, maybe Luvu is part of that. I don't know. But my point being is you can't pay everybody top dollar. You can't. All right, let's get to Bird in Richmond on line two. He's been waiting for a while. Bird, sorry about the wait. I appreciate you hanging in there. Thanks for the buzz. How are you?
Man, I'm all good, but listening to this show, man, it's starting to get painful, man. It sounded like you're doing grief counseling for Cowboy fans.
I'm just trying to rationalize it in my mind. I told you, I was freaking out last night. I thought, oh, terrible. What are the Cowboys doing? But then I guess maybe a little bit of sleep and a little bit of thought, and maybe, yeah, maybe I'm trying to be like a couch therapist. I don't know, but I don't think it's as bad of a deal as I thought last night.
And then we took the last call you took from a dude that claims I got Redskins Cowboy family members. I support both teams. He shouldn't even be on the call, bro. This Redskins talk, bro. Let's hang up on this dude. He started talking about it, then said we, and tried to cut himself off. Come on, man. That's not what we're doing here. I'm calling you from Richmond. I grew up in Southeast of Minnesota Avenue, right there by the stadium. So I'm Redskins for life. That's what I do. So when you start talking about the original conversation was you were talking about if this bothers us or not. If you're a Redskin fan, I know you're trying to zag instead of zigging, so you're a little different with your radio show, right? But this is a great day for the Redskin fans, bruh. The only thing the Redskin fans like more than winning is not losing to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care if we lose to Green Bay, as long as we don't lose to the Cowboys. So are we happy about him not being a Cowboy fan? Of course. Something bad happened to the Cowboys. They made a bad decision. Uh-huh. We are loving this. We're not worried about if Green Bay gets better. That makes
let me ask you this, and I'll give you a chance to respond, right? So I understand where your perspective, and I get that you're hurting the Cowboys, blah, blah, blah. But what happens if you've got to go in the playoffs, and it doesn't even have to be the championship game, up to Lambeau Field, and Micah Parsons tears you a new one? What happens then?
I'd rather lose to Green Bay than lose to the Cowboys. Okay. Let's stay focused. We Redskins fans. We gotta make that make sense. I'd rather lose to Green Bay than lose to the Cowboys.
I'd rather not lose Green Bay. I'd rather go to the Super Bowl.
I agree with that too. I agree with that too. But how many Green Bay fans you have to bump? How many Green Bay fans, fake Green Bay fans, you see running around in D.C.?
But you care about that. I don't. I mean, I'm okay.
Every Redskin fan cares about that. Redskin fan cares about that.
About Green Bay
fans?
No
Redskin fan that enjoys Cowboy fans. We don't like Cowboy fans. We don't like the Cowboys. Okay. I don't have to deal with Green Bay fans in D.C.
Listen, one of our producers who's in studio right now, his name is Brian. I've named him Cowboy B. He's a nice guy. He's not that bad. He's not annoying. He's not hostile. He's not an idiot. He's fine. He's just misguided. That's it.
I have friends that are Cowboy fans. Okay. And they're a little suspect, too. There's something wrong with them, too. But they're still my friends. But there's something wrong with them. They couldn't marry my daughter, but they're still my friends. There's something wrong with them. But they're still my friends.
Wait, I could be friends with them, but I can't. I won't let them marry my daughter.
Right? Like, hey, you can come to my house and eat, but you can't have a certain piece of chicken. You're a Cowboy fan. You got to let the Redskins fans eat first, and then you can eat, but you can still
That's
come.
Great. That's awesome. That's funny. Good man, Bird. I like that. Even though I think you're a little bit out there and a little bit strange, you're a strange bird. You know, you're a strange bird.
Bro.
I appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate the call, and thanks for hanging on for as long as he did. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I tell you what, stay on track. We will get to Lou. We'll get to Ian. We'll get to you. 301-230-0980 after the timeout right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
All right, on a Feel Good Football Friday, we continue until 4 o'clock, reacting to the Micah Parsons, Packers, Cowboys trade. If you missed my guy Doug Russell from 97.3, the game in Milwaukee and the Packers Radio Network last hour, you can check it out on the podcast after the show at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or on the Always Free Odyssey app. Mad Max is with us, and
I sure am.
Before we get back to the calls, what was that, Max?
I sure am.
Oh yes, you sure am. Then there's this guy. We were just referencing him in the call with Bird, and Bird, very entertaining, very entertaining. But Cowboy B, who probably wasn't even listening as I talked nicely about him, and I sincerely mean that, is with us now for a couple of moments before he exits stage left for Labor Day weekend. Cowboy B, are you distraught, or are you okay with this? Are you planning the next time the Cowboys win a championship game in the NFC, which should probably be about 30 years from now? What is your raw, visceral emotion here?
You know, Chris Russell, during when I saw the trade notification grace my phone screen, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything but just sit there in shock and awe at what my life has become as a Cowboys fan. I didn't think Jerry Jones had it in him to top the last shenanigans he pulled with the Amari Cooper ordeal. And he just said, watch this. And I watched in horror as I read the Adam Schefter tweet line for line. And then I instantly got a call from AMAC. AMAC called me not even 5 minutes before after the trade was announced.
I think I sent it to you the minute it did get announced.
Was was AMAC just torturing you, or was
he
roots for a dumbass team too?
He was doing essentially a welfare check. he wanted to make sure I didn't do something reckless. I let him know everything was fine.
You didn't consider doing anything reckless. You were just considering and contemplating your life. Your life choices, your bad life choices. Let's be honest. How old are you, Cowboy B?
24.
How did you become a Cowboys fan? Just like everyone else, like saw the star, saw the cheerleaders, and saw them on TV a lot, and just decided, hey, that looks cool.
No, it was blame my father and my grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Generations of pain.
So they were Cowboy fans, and you became a Cowboy fan because of them,
yes.
which is understandable. Or you could have, I guess, been independent and, I don't know, just become either, well, it's not like the Redskins were very good for a long time. And
but we're up now.
For all of your life, but it has been a rapid turn. So, so ultimately, not even 24 hours later, have you softened your stance a little bit on Jerry Jones? Have you come around to it, or are you still dead set against this?
I'm still 1,000% against this. I don't believe you should trade a talent like Micah Parsons. Granted, I do think the price tag was a little steep, but what I have heard from media in the Dallas region who covers the team, the numbers that the Cowboys were offering wasn't that far off from $47 million a year. It was probably more so in the 45 to 46 range. So,
well,
if money
supposedly
wasn't
it was like a 5-year, $204 million extension or something like that I read yesterday.
Yes.
That's what he was offered in March or April. But the agent didn't want to tie up Micah for 6 years.
I don't know what it is, but I still think it's an egregious deal. A team that claims they want to compete and win, they don't just trade their superstar pass rusher on a whim like that. And here's my thing. Here's the thing that really just blows my mind.
He's getting wound up, Max.
The Cowboys knew they wasn't going to pay Micah Parsons in 2024 because David Mulugeta and Micah approached them to get a deal done early, which is what smart organizations do. And they was like, no, we'll put it off until next year. So if you knew you wasn't going to pay him last year, you knew you wasn't going to pay him this year, why in the world would you wait until 1 week before the season to trade him? And then not only did you trade him for subpar compensation, you trade him to the one team that's been kicking your butt year in and year out in every game that matters. It literally blows my mind. You don't get any benefits from this year outside of a 29-year-old Kenny Clark. Maybe he'll have a resurgence here after dealing with injury last year. Doubt it. And then you're going to have to bank on late-round draft picks for the next 2 years? What are we doing?
They could turn into Micah Parsons, Brian.
Look at Cowboy B just laying the lumber down. I mean, just taking an absolute Mack truck to Jerry Jones.
This is cathartic for him.
So, Cowboy B, I have a very serious question. I appreciate, respect your stance. I love your passion, your fire, your energy. You are a quiet young man normally, but I like when you get fired up, okay? So you are welcome to discuss the Cowboys anytime you want on this show, okay? I can't speak for any other show, but you are welcome anytime. You are our Cowboy insider, okay? And I know you should take that role, that mantle, very seriously.
He's Jerry Jones' strongest soldier.
But I have a question for you, an important question.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yep.
If I offered you an opportunity to have a ham sandwich and become a Commanders fan, how much would it take to complete that acquisition? Would it take as little as the Cowboys got in return for Micah Parsons, or would it take a little bit more?
I absolutely, 1,000% positively would never join the Commanders in any shape or form outside of employment.
I'll take their money as an employee, and I'll be a fake Commanders.
Yeah, just like
fan.
You. Just like you, Rooster. Learn from the best.
That's great. That is a good one. That is well done. Atta boy, Cowboy B. You're my guy. You're my guy. Don't let anybody else tell you anything. I mean, Grant and Danny might act like they don't know you. I know you and I respect you, okay?
And Jeff Walker knows him too.
Yeah, Jeff Walker too. Not that that's important, but, you know, I mean, Jeff Walker only knows him probably because he comes in 14 times a day to check for his car getting towed.
And talk smack about the trade today.
Well, yeah. Okay.
That was quite a morning.
Cowboy B, well done. Very fun. Very fun. Glad to hear your perspective. Now I hope you can have a good weekend. And just remember, a 6-11 season is progress. It's progress because it's year one of the Brian Schottenheimer era. So you're starting at 0-0. If you get 6 wins, that's progress, man. It's progress, especially without Micah Parsons. All right, let's grab Ian on line 3 here before the bottom of the hour. Actually, it is the bottom of the hour, but we'll stretch it a little bit. Get Ian in here on the show on the Team 980. What's up, Ian? How are you?
Good. I've said this before on many different stations. When Jerry Jones fired Jimmy Johnson and won with Barry Switzer, it was the worst thing that could have ever happened to the Cowboys because it taught Jerry Jones that it wasn't Jimmy Johnson, but rather him that is the difference maker. And ever since then, we know they've not made the NFC title game, and there have been so many bizarre actions, inactions, contract negotiations, overpaying for Dak because you waited too long, overpaying for CD because you waited too long. And now in this one, this had nothing to do with football. This had to do with personality. And when he felt disrespected because he said, I bought the Cowboys on a handshake deal on a napkin, this should be the same. And you heard his voice. He's like, the agent is not an important party. Well, that shows you everything you need to know. If, just like the Luka Doncic trade, which frankly I supported because I don't think Luka Doncic plays defense, is the right type of person to build around, you could make that same argument for Micah. He's too into his podcast. The defense stunk with him. But then you shop him early. You shop him before the draft. And who knows, you could have gotten 2 or 3 first-round picks for this season. You could have gotten picks for this upcoming season. Instead, you trade him to a team that is, frankly, going to be a contender as long as Jordan Love is there. So they're going to be latter half first-round picks, an aging Kenny Clark that is, frankly, just a guy. And you are left with nothing just because it got too personal. And with Jerry Jones, until he passes away, the Cowboys will never do anything. And honestly, the year he passes will be the year they can start acting like a normal franchise. Because when you watch his body language and then you watch Stevens, you can tell his son is like, this is absurdity. Why are we doing this? You don't want to pay him? Okay, let's shop him properly. But instead, it's always by the seat of his pants, always to get the most clicks. And there's never an interest in winning. And people have said this 1,000 times. You could give Jerry Jones a chance to win the Super Bowl this season. But the trade-off is you can't have your radio show, you can't be interviewed, you can't be shown 100 times in the press box. Does he take that deal? Of course not. Because he revels in attention. He has $1 trillion. He could have more. He has everything he wants. But the attention is something, they say fame is hell of a drug. And for him, that's what it's become. It's become a circus of the highest magnitude. And again, Micah Parsons, you could make a football argument that you could do better without him, but you could do better without him if you did it in a proper way. You got such subpar compensation, it's laughable, but this is what they are. They're led by a senile man who's a clown, and that's why they have the results they do.
A strong call, as always, from Ian in Vienna. I will have a spin on that coming back. Mad Max, don't let me forget to do that, just to follow up on that. But right now, and before we take any other calls at 301-230-0980, we do a trending alert.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, good to have you with us as we approach 3 o'clock right here in the nation's capital on a feel-good football Friday. How about Cowboy B? That was an award-winning presentation as a tortured Cowboy fan. Give that man an applause, a pat on the back. What do you think about that, man, Max? I thought that was pretty good.
He's spitting.
I mean,
he knows what he's talking about. That's why we talk about stuff like this every morning.
Is that because he had that jalapeno bagel that you guys get on Friday?
No, he's having that right now. He was hangry, and now he's satisfying that hanger.
I'm hangry, too.
I was until I had my bagel.
Yeah, I'm just not. Well,
you also got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I had a low-carb bagel this morning.
Not nearly as good?
Just not as good. Not as good. All right. Before we tell you about my car, which we'll probably do after 3 o'clock, because boy, is it wild. Let's get back to the phones and squeeze as many of you guys in as we can. Let's go to line two. Cam in DC, I think, has an interesting opinion based on Max's description here. What's up, Cam? How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday. Happy long weekend.
Same to you, pal. Appreciate you.
So before I give my mic a take, I need to make a comment in response to you saying you think there's a chance Jaden might take less money. I don't think there's a chance in hell that he'll do so. I think, if he plays the way he played last year for the next 2 years, he will be the highest paid player in NFL history. I think there's a better chance of him taking a very team, like Mahomes deal, where it's record-setting money, but it's over a long period of time, so that the AAV is lower than it really is. But there's no chance he's not going to be the highest player in league history.
Oh, I want to clarify. I don't disagree with you at all there, and that's not what I meant. But I ultimately meant Tom Brady would take literally. Now, maybe that's not the best example, but Tom Brady would take way less money than he could have gotten every year with the Patriots because he wanted to keep them competitive, right? Now, it helped that he had a supermodel wife back at the time, so on and so forth, right? But my point is for Jaden, you're right. He is going to be the highest paid player, there is no doubt, because right now the market is set at $60 million. I don't know, quite honestly, if anybody's going to top $60 million until Jaden does. I haven't thought long and hard enough about that in terms of the guys that need an extension, that might get an extension in between now and 2 years from now when Jaden first becomes eligible. I have no doubt. But I do think the structure, to your point, will be Mahomesian, if you will, where it doesn't absolutely break their back in order to retain Jaden Daniels, as long as everything goes well between the two sides.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. We're on the same page. I think probably the next one is probably CJ, but I don't think it'll be 65. It might be 61, 62 next summer, but that's all. We'll see. My Micah comment is, I'm with you. The more I thought about it, I don't think the Cowboys have got as fleeced as people have making it seem. I do think they got fleeced, and that's because, as the last caller said, Jerry handled it terribly. He should have did this in February or March. Mm-hmm. But they saved themselves $47 million a year. Like, I think people are just forgetting that. Like, that was Micah's number, to stay with the Cowboys, right? Mm-hmm. And $47 million a year is an insane amount of money. I think people, when they are evaluating the trade, they're not including that cost savings to the Cowboys.
Absolutely.
Which I
Correct.
Think makes them a little bit less fleeced.
And that is what I said in the aftermath last night when I thought they got, fleeced might be strong, but I thought they certainly got the short end of the deal. I said, look, the only positive that I can think of, and this was maybe like an hour and a half after the trade, was exactly what you were just mentioning. Now, I don't know if he would have gotten 40. I don't think he would have gotten $47 million from the Cowboys per year on average, and however that breaks down cap-wise, because there is a premium, excuse me, in acquiring a player like the Packers did. But
sure,
there is no doubt when you've already paid CeeDee Lamb $34 million per year, when you've already paid Dak Prescott $60 million a year, in order to have you were going to have to pay Micah at least $42 million a year and maybe more. And to me, you would have been so top-heavy, I compared it to basically what the Lakers are. Top-heavy and no other resources or not enough resources to fill out a roster or to compete or to have depth or to have three-point shooting off the bench or blah, 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 blah. So that's what you would have been. So that's the saving grace here for the Cowboys is, A, they think they improved their run defense, and it's hard to say that they didn't. They have now multiple draft picks in each of the next 2 years in the first round. Granted, a couple might be way low, depending on how the Packers, but in addition to that, you have to say, however the space would have broken down cap-wise, they do have a lot more space now than they had or than they would have had. And remember, every offseason they come in and they're $30, $35, $40 million over the cap because they've mortgaged and remortgaged contracts, Dak Prescott being among them, and they have to let guys go. They can't bring back guys. And then on top of that, I was just thinking about this. Remember, they now have Dante Fowler back, who had 10.5 sacks for the Commanders last year. They drafted Donovan Azeraku. So it's not like they're going to be completely barren at edge pass rusher. Yeah, they don't have Micah, a top five player, but it's not like they're going to be completely barren at edge pass rusher.
No, I'm totally with you, Matt. Same page.
Yeah, thanks, Cam. Appreciate you, man. Good call. Appreciate you as well. Let's get to Mark in Largo for the Mark in Largo radio program here on the Team 980. What's up, Mark? How are you?
What's up, Chris? I ain't talked to you all week, man. How you been, man?
I'm okay. It's been a hell of a 2 weeks.
Oh yeah. Hey, I'm sorry about that, man.
Mark, you got to turn down your radio for me, pal.
Yeah,
we're getting all sorts of feedback.
Kind of messed up, man. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Well, we could hear you. It's just I could hear myself talking to you. So just make sure it's down. Yeah. Thanks.
There, okay.
All right. We got you.
We good?
Yeah. I think so.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's what I think about the Micah situation, man. I don't think Jerry got fleeced. I think Jerry did the right thing. He just did it 6 months too late. I think Jerry should have did this back in February. And the reason why I say that, if he would have did this in February, then he would have got a Herschel Walker type of trade. But let me say this, and I think this is fair to say. Micah Parsons is a great player, but to me that's a lot of money for someone that doesn't play the run very, very well. And the other thing that no one has talked about this, and I know everybody's in the euphoria in Green Bay and want to slam on Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. I get it. Here's the problem the Packers have. This is really a two-year window, if you think about it, Chris. And I'm going to tell you why I say it's a two-year window. Jordan Love has about 2 years to win a Super Bowl. If they don't, you got to start re-signing all the players you drafted in the last 2 years. And because of Micah's contract and Love's contract, you may have to move on from them. airlines comes the Washington Commanders. Because we all know Kevin Durant and Micah was talking a few months ago, probably in June, that Micah said he was down with Dan Quinn. This is the pathway to get to Dan Quinn. And the way you can do it is you go to Green Bay. If they don't win, you try to move, force yourself a trade, come here. Adam will probably pay you with the money. He'll keep you on that contract to see if you do better and go from there. But again, I will say that's a lot of money for someone that does not play the run very well. A lot of money. And here's the other thing, Chris. And let's be politically correct on this. Is Micah Parsons that great because he's a great player, or because he plays on the most popular team in sports? Because if Micah was here or anybody else, would he be getting the time like he was getting? Now, granted, his sacks are impressive. Don't get me wrong; they've been impressive these first 4 years. I'm not knocking that. I'm not. But he does not play the run well. You know it, and I know it.
Sure.
Because you're a savant when it comes to football.
No, it's more than fair.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
The Cowboys have been crappy at stopping the run for a number of years, and part of that is Micah Parsons. There is no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
But we can't deny, at least up until last year, it was a pass-friendly league, a much more pass-friendly league, and that's what people were valuing more than run.
And I agree with that, Chris. But see, here's what I'm trying to say is, Is he this popular because of the Cowboys, or is he that great of a player? I think he's a good player.
I mean, I would just say this: 52 and a half sacks and 9 forced fumbles in 63 games is pretty damn good.
But it's still a lot of money for someone that can't stop the run, though, Chris.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing I will say.
I don't deny that.
That's the only. And now I will say this: I don't think Jerry is as bad as everybody thinks he is. I think, you know, I just wish if it was me and I was a Cowboys fan, if you felt this way, you should have did it 6 months ago. That's my thing. You should have did this 6 months ago. If you knew it was going to go south like this, if we don't get a deal done before with Micah in February, we got to move on.
Jerry has proven that he works on his timeline, and even last night he said he could have done this earlier. He could have done it earlier.
I agree. Now, see, this is a good call, isn't it, Chris?
It's a great call outside of the feedback. Thanks for the Mark.
All right, bro.
Mark and Marco show. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you. As always, take a time out right here on the Team 980. We approach 3 o'clock and hour number three. We'll get into some college football on the other side as well. We'll continue to take your calls on the Micah Parsons Packers deal. We'll get to Lou in DC on the other side as well. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us right here on a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital and beyond. Taking up till 4 o'clock, Burgundy and Gold today. At that point, are we back to Linnell? I believe we are.
I believe we are because the Nats are tonight, so there's no overtime. So Linnell should be in 4-7 today.
And the DOC was saying that he was back on the express train to the minor leagues, as he said. Which is Doc's way of saying that he was not working. and you're right, Mad Max. The Nats are hosting the Tampa Bay Rays tonight at the ballpark. And did you say there was a big concert or Jashante and A Rule? What is it?
Yeah, Ja Rule and Ashanti are, are performing
Rule and
post.
Ashanti.
Yes,
okay.
Post.
I kind of screwed that up, didn't I?
You did a little bit, but I couldn't tell if it was on purpose or not.
Maybe it was. I don't know. Let's get to, before we give you some Kenny Clark grades, get to Lou in D.C. I know you're anxiously waiting. Let's get to Lou in D.C. here before the top of the hour. What's up, Lulu? Lou?
Oh, no, Lou. Lou!
Lou.
How could you do this to us? Lou!
Lou, the world is counting on you.
The eyes of the globe are on you, Lou.
We are waiting with anticipation, with bated breath. Lou, really? You don't say. No.
That's interesting.
Lou, I'm telling you, man, you're crazy.
I love that I can hear us on the other side talking into the phone. All right, well.
Oh, hey!
we got him.
Wait, Lou, sorry, is that sorry, really you?
Yeah, I'm at the bank in China.
Wait, you're at the bank?
Yeah.
What are you doing at the bank?
They're taking 10 days. They're taking 10 days to deposit my money.
10 days to deposit your money? Lou, have you ever heard of digital mobile banking?
Yeah, but, it's just, Chase is just doing a little extra whatever. Okay. But I don't know what they're doing, whatever. Yeah,
well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that your day is not going, is going a little sideways. But what you got?
Oh, everything is going well, man. I'm thrilled about, Cowboys doing business just a week before kickoff. And, unlike that, I'm not even going to go the other guy, but, I'm just happy, man. I mean, they becoming just like us 20 years ago, whatever you want to, I mean, since Snyder took over, we just been doing business bad. And I know you don't think, that, them getting 2 first-round picks and, the money situation. I'd rather have Micah and Payne 47 and get rid of Dak and get like a rookie quarterback. That's what I should have done if I was the owner, but that's a different topic. But, like I said, man, I don't think Dak is worth the money they're paying him, and he's just not getting them to what they need to go.
Well, of course, he's not worth the money that they're paying him. But you realize once you pay a guy, you're stuck with him, right? I mean,
exactly.
you can't just excommunicate Dak Prescott because he had one injury-filled year.
But they have him advance until we advance to the NFC East in 30, we haven't done it in 30 years, and we did that with 1 year with Jaden with a piece of crappy defense. So Dallas has been doing it for the past 20-some years, and they still haven't tasted the NFC East. So Jerry could, as long as he's still alive, and he's going to be a Snyder 2.0, and I'm glad. I want him to live another 200 years and see that misery. And that Cowboy guy who refused your offer, he should rethink it and take the offer that you offer him, become a Commander fan, because we doing things the right way and we got real owners and real managers around here. So, but other than that, I appreciate you taking my call. And yeah, man, thanks.
It's great not to be the butt of jokes. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. Good luck to you at the bank.
Sir.
Let me just real quickly finish up on what Ian in Vienna said about an hour ago that I teased and that I never, of course, executed on. Basically, he said, look, Jerry Jones, is kind of, and I'm just summarizing, kind of senile and all that stuff. Listen, there is no doubt that Jerry Jones has lost his fastball. There is no doubt. I still want to think that there is a shrewd businessman there. I was thinking about this as Ian was mentioning it, and I was thinking about this a little bit last night. If Jerry really, 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 really wanted to keep the circus in town, wouldn't he have re-signed Micah Parsons and tried to make his team about 3 superstars and a bunch of 9-to-5 ham and eggers? Or would he have done what he did yesterday, which is trade his best player and trade him to Green Bay and have a worse team, theoretically, short-term, maybe shorter-term, maybe mid-term. I don't know. Is he going to get more circus coverage this way, or would he have gotten more coverage that way? So the reason why I ask that is because I don't think this was about keeping himself in the headlines and creating a bigger circus. Yes, it could backfire, and yes, he could look terrible. But I think this was legitimately a football and salary cap decision. We'll have Cowboy Packer trade grades for you on the other side, plus some college football and more on the Team 980. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.